Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Are people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we call it the Plightcast. It is just an update on what's going on the plight of, on behalf of the plight of people who are being persecuted for their faith around the world. And John Eibner is back with us. He is the top man at Christian Solidarity International. They have different levels of work that take place at different kind of spots on the globe, but he oversees all of it, and we are always grateful for his time, as he is very busy, as you can imagine. But John, thank you for being here. It was actually on the CSI Instagram account 2 days ago that I first saw Joel Veldkamp talking about something that I have not heard even 1 second of coverage about on any national or international news channel, and that is a war that has broken out basically between Azerbaijan and Armenia. And I was wondering if you can give us an update on exactly what's happening there.
Azerbaijan, which is a Turkic Muslim country near Iran in the Caucasus, launched a war, started bombarding Armenia. Armenia happens to be the very first Christian nation. They converted to Christianity before any other nation, before the Roman Empire became Christian, and they maintain that tradition today. And the Armenian Christians have been subjected to genocide. There was a great genocide in World War I, and this process actually continues in installments. And we've now seen the latest assault against Armenia. And as you mentioned, the world scarcely notices. But it's this genocide using kind of salami tactics, trying to go below the radar system of the media. So there'll be attacks today, and then maybe they'll stop tomorrow. Azerbaijan has oil, where we need energy sources. Europe needs energy sources. Azerbaijan has it. They have a certain level of impunity to commit these atrocities and attack the Armenians, who, as you say, have nothing really to offer the Western world at all.
What is it about that plot of land that this relatively wealthy country wants from this relatively poor country?
Because they have an imperialistic notion. Their nation-building project has not come to an end, and the Christian Armenians stand in the way. They say, their leadership says, that is their land. They make up historical fictions about it being theirs historically, and people have to bear in mind that we say Azerbaijan and Azerbaijanis. These are Turks. The Turks committed the genocide. It's the same group of people. They have two different states, but the idea is the same, to eliminate the Christian communities and have an entirely Islamic, Muslim, Turkic political entity. And Turkey supports them. Turkey is a NATO member. Azerbaijan is an associate NATO member. And this is why we don't hear very much about this particular conflict when there's a war of aggression against another state. There are atrocities committed. Tens of thousands of people are forced to flee their homes. But we don't hear too much about it.
Yeah.
It has to do with the you know, Western interests. And if they were, if Azerbaijanis were so-called adversaries, we would hear an awful lot about this. And there would be punishments and sanctions and so on. But that's not the way it works when we have a political and economic dependence on this country. Same with the country like Saudi Arabia. The same principle works. We don't hear very much. It's one of the most repressive regimes in the world. It's not a democracy. It's a dictatorship, a royal dictatorship. It's not possible to be a Christian in public in Saudi Arabia. It's not possible to be a Christian Saudi citizen. But we don't hear very much about the beheadings, about the human rights violations, because we have some interest there. And so we tend to focus on countries where, in situations where there are adversaries, people that we have declared as adversaries, because they don't fit into our system.
I want people to that are listening to go to csi-usa.org and arm yourself with information about what is happening. These are Christians, brothers and sisters, that are being attacked by the Azerbaijanis, and they need the church in America to speak up for them. You could share that information with your pastor so that at least you get your church praying. And then as you're able to, tell others about it. Maybe write an opinion editorial for your local paper or any number of other ways to use your social media and so forth. But there's ways to raise awareness about this. And the first step was just getting John here to talk about it, because it's very, very important. John Eibner, always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.